Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. A motion has passed at a plenary meeting of Donegal County Council today regarding the midday Donegal-Dublin flight PSO. A new agreement announced today is set to benefit Irish fishers. A man has been charged with the murder of British agent Dennis Donaldson. And progress in legal proceedings at the High Court has been welcomed by Defective Blocks Ireland, who are working alongside Coleman Legal LLP. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Oisin at around a quarter to six. But first, the previous Donegal-Dublin PSO flight schedule has ended, with a new timetable now in place. It means the midday flight, used by many for essential same-day medical travel, is no longer available. Now, those travelling to the capital for treatment, such as chemotherapy, are faced with an approximate 8-hour round trip or the financial burden of overnight accommodation. Donegal Cancer Flights and Services are demanding urgent action from Transport Minister Dara O'Brien, who said last week he believed he would have a positive outcome soon. Meanwhile, a plenary meeting of Donegal County Council has agreed to write to Minister O'Brien to echo the calls being made by Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrey put forward the motion.
Well, I'm delighted that all the councillors backed my motion at the meeting, and within 24 hours now they will write to the Minister, Dara O'Brien, in relation to the issue at Donegal Airport and the midday flight. As you are aware, that yesterday there was no midday flight, and this has been a huge setback to passengers that are using the flight from Donegal Airport, especially when they're attending medical services regarding cancer flights in the morning, and this flight was very vital for them, and also passengers that are connecting flights to Europe and America and other parts of the world, and also the tourism industry, which we get a huge influx of tourists into the county as well through the airport. Like, we had 46,000 last year using the airport, and 1,000 of them were cancer patients. So the service was working for the people of Donegal, but with this new contract, the midday flight ceased, and we're getting vibes from the government at the moment that it will be signed this week or whenever, but they're sending out, you know, different messages from the minister that it should be signed this week, and we want confirmation this week, not next week or a month's time, that the service will be reinstated. Again, it's a vital service for the people of Donegal, and I must commend the amount of people that have signed the petition, over 20,000 signatories, and the Cancer Flight Committee themselves, Mary Coyle and her staff there, doing tremendous work, and along with other, you know, it was a cross-party. Probably they all had their voice that this would be retained.
Well, Director of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services Mary Coyle says that if a response isn't given from the Minister this week, protests will be held.
We have told the department if this is not finalised, we have reorganised the buses to travel to Dublin on the 14th of April, and we will be mobilising the people of Donegal, and we will be going to Dublin to be heard. We have waited long enough. It is time now for certainty. It is time for a timeline, and it's time to get the schedule back.
A new agreement announced today is set to benefit Irish fishers. Agreed by Minister of the Marine Timmy Dooley and the EU Agri-Fish Council, it has seen a rebalancing of Ireland's mackerel quota. 8,000 tonnes has now been made available to fish, which equates to €32 million. Irish Fish Producers Organisation CEO E. O'Donnell welcomes the agreement.
We had a very uneven level or uneven playing field, and we put sustained pressure, and we had ongoing engagement with the Minister to rectify the situation. That has been achieved. It's resulted in a reallocation of another 8,000 tonnes of quota to the Irish vessels, to the Irish fleet. And that's worth about €32 million.
And while this has been welcomed, there are still concerns around quotas, with Ireland still having around 20,000 less tonnes of mackerel to catch. And there's also concerns around fuel costs. What's the next step for the group?
Well, we need to maintain sustained pressure on third countries such as Norway, Iceland, the Faroes and the UK to a certain extent, that have continued to overfish the scientific recommendation in relation to mackerel. And we need to keep pressure on these countries to enter into an agreement with Europe that sustains the stock in the long term, so that we're not facing a situation where in 1 year we're looking at a bleak reduction of 48% or 70% of the quota. There needs to be a responsible management of the stock. Europe and Ireland particularly have adhered to science. Other countries have not. The fuel is a big issue. The availability of it sometimes is a difficulty for boats. And this is making the whole fishing for particularly our whitefish fleets very unviable at the moment. It doesn't pay to go to sea, and it's going to lead to shortage of fish landings, shortage of availability of fish in our stores and in restaurants.
A man has been charged with the murder of British agent Dennis Donaldson. Anton Duffy of Kincastle in Donegal appeared before the Special Criminal Court today. Emily Keegan reports.
Dennis Donaldson, a former Sinn Féin figure, was shot and killed at a cottage in Donegal almost 20 years ago after he admitted to being a British spy. Today, the court heard 49-year-old Anton Duffy was arrested at Casement Aerodrome in Dublin in connection with the investigation after being extradited from Scotland on foot of a European arrest warrant. He's been charged with the murder of Mr. Donaldson between the 3rd and 4th of April 2006 at an address in Donegal. He also faces a charge of attempting to murder another man, Liam Copeland McGinley, at another Donegal address on the 19th of November 2007 and four charges relating to firearms offences. The accused has been remanded in custody to appear in court again on the 13th of April.
Progress in legal proceedings at the High Court has been welcomed by Defective Blocks Ireland, who are working alongside Coleman Legal LLP. This case is representing homeowners affected by defective materials. DBI say that recent reports show the scale of the DCB crisis in Ireland, with estimates showing 9,500 homes are affected, 6,500 of those in Donegal. Donald Kavanagh has more.
In a statement today, DBI say the completion of discovery across the six lead cases in the main High Court litigation is an important step forward. Legal and technical teams are now reviewing the substantial volume of documentation received, while nominated experts assess the material in relation to the scientific and engineering issues central to the proceedings, they say. DBI also note that significant progress has been made in addressing technical issues relating to testing methodologies used on samples taken from Grantia Quarry. The matter remains before the Commercial Court of the High Court, with the most recent hearing on the 23rd of this month adjourned until May to allow further petrographic results to be received. In the separate proceedings against the Irish State and the Minister for Housing, discovery has now been exchanged by both sides. Those proceedings relate to properties constructed after January 1st, 2010 and the alleged failure to give effect to Regulation 765-2008.
And you could read that full statement on our website, highlandradio.com. New public toilets are set to be opened in Letterkenny. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says the facilities at Letterkenny Retail Park are ready and will be open for use in the coming weeks. On today's Greg Hughes show, he explained the timeframe.
They're all ready to go, and they have been now for a few weeks. There was some groundwork to finish off. But the update now is that the official opening is on Friday the 17th of April, and Minister Eamonn Higgins will be there for that. That's scheduled. There's been a preliminary way, because the invites and that aren't out yet, Greg, but it's scheduled for 11:15 on Friday the 17th of April.
Donegal County Council is to draft a letter signed by the Chief Executive, Director of Housing and all councillors, urging Housing Minister James Brown to reverse his decision to reject the funding of modular homes in Donegal during remediation of social housing when it starts. Councillor Brian Carr told members that given the scale of the defective concrete block crisis and housing shortage, modular homes are essential to support family relocations during remediation, and the letter should be backed by data from the Council and the Defective Concrete Blocks Committee. Seconding, Councillor Jerry McMonagall said the Council should be doing more than writing letters, it needs to be more active. Councillor Carr says this is a very important issue.
We've had a letter from the Minister last year to say that they would not look at modular homes for alternative accommodation for people in defective block, which makes no sense. Especially with the amount of remediation that's going to be needed in Donegal, we need the Minister to sit down and look at all the facts and figures that Donegal housing team have. So, because we hear them at every meeting, that up to 2,000 social houses in Donegal will have to be remediated. So that is nearly impossible to do without the an alternative temporary housing that we need to put in place for those to get them moved out of their defective block houses into temporary accommodation and then get their houses remediated and get them back in, or keep them in the modular homes in their own area.
Now, the council's own DCB committee has been doing a lot of work on this over the past number of months and longer indeed. And you're saying they'll have built up a body of evidence that ought to be included in this submission to the minister. And the minister should be listening to what they have to say and what they've uncovered in their discussions.
Yes, as I said, they are the people that's on the ground. They know the facts, they know the figures, they know the areas that needs to be done for remediation the most. They know the towns, they know the villages, so they know exactly, like, take Letterkenny town, there's going to be a couple of hundred houses that needs to be remediated. So that's just the simple reality. Without alternative housing, this large-scale remediation just can't take place.
A slight increase in commercial rates collection was seen by Donegal County Council last year. In total, 81% of rates due from businesses were received, resulting in revenue of over €39 million. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
In 2023, a new arrangement was made for the collection of commercial rates. Since then, collections increased from 78% to 81%. In 2024, a net value of over €38.5 million was collected. The value of cash collected in commercial rates increased by €795,000 last year from 2024. In 2025, rates collected were updated with new property values from the 2024 revaluation. Two-thirds of properties in Donegal saw their valuations fall, which helped improve the annual collection rate.
Councillor Padraig McGarvey has shared his frustration after reports of dog waste that was left on Rathmullen Beach over the weekend. A number of photos were sent to him of bags that were not disposed of properly. The issue has been referred to the council's environment section to explore ways to prevent and to police it. Councillor McGarvey says there is no excuse.
I received numerous pictures from beach goers over the weekend in Rathmullen, Ryan, of pictures of dog poo bags being thrown at the base of the bins and also on the sand dunes around the beach and around the Rathmullen area. And I suppose there's no excuse for this. It's a serious lack of consideration with no regard for the environment, the area, or the people that have to come behind them to clean it up.
Hairdressers and beauticians in the north have taken part in special training to recognise the hidden signs of domestic abuse. The course, organised by the PSNI and Policing and Community Safety Partnerships, provided information regarding ways to identify when someone is the victim of coercive control. Around 50 local businesses were in attendance for the gathering at Malone House this afternoon and heard from police, victim support agencies and those with lived experiences. Recent figures show police in Northern Ireland receive a domestic abuse call approximately every 16 minutes. It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisin after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:45 on Highland Radio and Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with Gaelic Games. Michael Langan has been nominated for the GAA's Player of the Week, along with Rory Kinsella of Meath, Daniel Guinness of Down and Carlos Conor Doyle. An influential figure in Donegal's encouraging a Football League Division 1 campaign, the joint captain Langan was at his brilliant best against Kerry yesterday, where he supplied 6 points and leadership throughout the game for Jim McGuinness's informed side. The St Michael's man is also named on the Team of the Week with fellow county players Max Campbell, who impressed on his Croke Park debut, and Caelan McColgan, who done a mighty job in covering David Clifford. County captain Langan was happy with how the team delivered on the pitch in that stunning 13-point win over the All-Ireland champions.
The goals probably flattered the scoreline a wee bit there, but look, we're happy with the performance. It was a good team performance, and we probably had fire in the belly from the All-Ireland final, and we were able to get a good performance out there, and we're happy to come away with the national title.
Well, there's lots of commentary today on Michael Murphy's strikeout, but no further action can be taken as the referee dealt with the incident on the day. Michael, of course, received a yellow card. Donegal boss Jim McGuinness was delighted with how clinical the team were in claiming the title, handing Kerry their heaviest loss in the league in over 2 decades. McGuinness signalled out goalscorer Conor O'Donnell and his contribution to the win.
He's a player with a nice bit of turn of pace, but at the end of the day, having really good pace, you need to be able to know when to use it, and he kept the ball really well, and then when the moment presented, very, very, very similar goal, I would have thought, to the Armagh goal in the National League, where it was about patience and it was about control, waiting for an opportunity to appear and not forcing things. He did that really well, and obviously the finish was very, very good.
There's, of course, lots more reaction on our website, highlandradio.com, and there'll be plenty more tonight as well on the DL debate. Brendan Devaney will review Donegal's league final success with Kevin Cassidy and Gary McDaid. Brendan also recaps the weekend's games for the Donegal senior hurlers and the ladies footballers. That's the DL debate tonight after the 7 o'clock news right here on Highland. The Ladies Division 2 final has been fixed for Clonus on Saturday week, the 11th of April, with a 3 p.m. throw-in time. Donegal, of course, reached the decider after beating Wexford by 8 points yesterday in Letterkenny. The Division 1 final between Cork and Galway has been fixed for the TUS Gaelic grounds on the same day. That one is a later start of 5 o'clock. To football, Bohemians midfielder Ava Brennan has received her first senior international call-up for next month's World Cup qualifiers. Head coach Carla Ward is also able to include Lily Ag and Jess Zhu in her 24-player squad after both recovered from their respective injuries. Donegal players Amber Barrett, Tyler Toland and Anna Patton are also named. The girls in green will seek their first points in the group when they play Poland back-to-back in Gdansk on April 14th and then in Dublin on April 18th. Dara O'Shea has been highlighting the importance of tomorrow night's men's friendly international against Macedonia. Both sides lost their World Cup qualifying semi-finals last Thursday night, Ireland against Chechnya, while the visitors lost to Denmark. O'Shea explained ahead of tomorrow's match at the Aviva in Dublin why it's important that they take a positive approach.
I think the next game is really important for us as a group. Everything we've created now and the feeling we have within the group and the confidence, it's important, you know, go out tomorrow with a solid performance and a performance that we are proud of and that people can be proud of too. You know, we've spoke about, you know, we're building towards Euro 2028 now, and it's important, you know, that we keep going in the right direction, and I feel like we have been, and that confidence that's in the group, it's important to keep it there.
There's no Robbie Brady for that game tomorrow night. He has joined Sammy Simotic and Jack Taylor on the absentee list. He picked up a hamstring injury. Tottenham are believed to be in discussions with Roberto De Zerbi over the club's vacant manager's role following Igor Tudor's departure yesterday. Spurs, currently battling avoiding relegation, have proposed a 5-year deal to the former Brighton manager. The club are keen to secure a long-term appointment after Tudor's brief and difficult spell, which lasted only 7 matches across 44 days. They want the manager in place ahead of players returning from international duty. Former Tottenham manager Tim Sherwood feels the former Marseille head coach is too much of a gamble.
Not now. That style is not needed now. What they need now is a safe pair of hands. This is far from a safe pair of hands, by the way. I still like him. I love his personality. I love the way his teams play. But they can be open. They can get hammered.
Finally, we go to golf. Gary Woodland has won the Houston Open just 3 years after brain surgery. The American won the US Open in 2019, but then needed a major operation 4 years later, forcing him out of the game. But now he's back, and he won last night by 5 strokes on 21 under par.
Anybody that's struggling with something, I hope they see me and don't give up. Just keep fighting. It's just another day, right, that I got to keep healing. Today was a good day, and I'm going to keep going. I'm proud of myself right now.
That's Gary Woodland, and that's your sport here for the moment on Highland, Ryan. Don't forget the DL debates live after the 7 o'clock news, recapping Donegal's brilliant league final success over Kerry yesterday.
Thanks, Oisin. The campaign for new signage and speed ramps on the R236 into St Johnstone has been highlighted following another collision at the spot where two young Derry men lost their lives last month. Local garage owner Raymond McDade says he is called to clear vehicles from the ditch there at least once a month. And on today's Greg Hughes show, he outlined what happened last week when a very similar incident to last month's tragedy ended up with a car lying on its side in a local garden.
On Wednesday past there were an accident about 5:30 in the evening. A young girl came around the corner, clipped the curb. The car went into a spin for about 30 metres, went over the ditch and ended up in young Ronan Bevere's garden, in the middle of the garden. The car was probably destroyed, you know, but the girl wasn't seriously hurt, but she was very, very badly shook up, you know. Had to go up with the recovery truck then and move it out of the middle of the garden.
And the concern would have been if the car had come into contact with another vehicle whilst it was spinning out of control. That's the worry, isn't it?
That's the worry, Greg. That's what happened, the fatality accident. That's what happened to two young fellas, you know, come round, same, round the corner, clipped, and unfortunately they were very unlucky. A lorry was coming their way, you know, and if this girl had made a car or van or anything else, as I said to her, you know, you're probably unlucky but lucky, you know. Ronan Bevert has just moved into his house, Greg, just maybe 6 weeks ago. He's a young girl, 7 years of age, and I can't let her out of the house now since he's moved in, you know, because the wall and around the house is completely demolished with cars hitting it. And he's in a very rare scenario for he doesn't want to build a wall in case somebody gets seriously injured, and he doesn't feel safe without a wall, you know. And he was on to the council maybe 3 years ago about, you know, about maybe putting signage up and stuff like that, which the council did come out and put the signs up, you know, on both sides of the corner, but they didn't last 3 months, they're all knocked down. The council would need to be doing something, you know. They're spending a lot of foolish money other places, you know. All we want is three or four ramps, but probably maybe cost £5,000 to £10,000.
And the weather dry and mostly cloudy with just some patchy drizzle and mist developing this evening. Highest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees with fresh and gusty west to northwest winds easing later. Cloudy tonight with patchy light rain and drizzle along with some mist and hill fog. Lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees in moderate westerly winds. Cloudy overall tomorrow with patchy drizzle and scattered light showers in places, but a few bright or sunny breaks will also develop. Highs of 11 to 13 degrees in light to moderate westerly winds. A look back at today's main stories. The previous Donegal Dublin PSO flight schedule has ended, with a new timetable now in place. It means that the midday flight, used by many for essential same-day medical travel, is no longer available. Now, those travelling to the capital for treatment such as chemotherapy are faced with an approximate 8-hour round trip or the financial burden of overnight accommodation. Donegal Cancer Flights and Services are demanding urgent action from Transport Minister Dara O'Brien, who said last week he believed he would have a positive outcome soon. Meanwhile, a plenary meeting of Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the Minister to echo the calls being made. Director of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, Mary Coyle, says if a response isn't given from the Minister this week, protests will be held. A new agreement announced today is set to benefit Irish fishers. Agreed by Marine Minister Timmy Dooley and the EU Agri-Fish Council, it has seen a rebalancing of Ireland's mackerel quota. 8,000 tonnes has now been made available to fish, which equates to €32 million. Irish Fish Producers Organisation CEO E. O'Donnell welcomes the agreement. A man's been charged in the investigation into the murder of British agent Dennis Donaldson. The 55-year-old was shot dead at a cottage in County Donegal in April 2006. A man in his late 40s was arrested by Gardaí today after being extradited from Scotland. And progress in legal proceedings at the High Court has been welcomed by Defecto Blocks Ireland, who are working alongside Coleman Legal LLP. This case is representing homeowners affected by defective materials. DBI say that recent reports show the scale of the DCB crisis in Ireland, with estimates showing 9,500 homes now affected, 6,500 of those in Donegal. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news in full again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, March the 30th. The death has taken place of Jimmy O'Reilly, 9 St Coleman's Drive, Strabane, reposing at his home from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Josephine Crossan, Woodland, Letterkenny and Mount Charles. Josephine's remains are reposing at her sister Anne's residence at Woodland Letterkenny today, with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Letterkenny for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Family time, please, after the rosary tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Josie Doohan, Fanaboy, Gorda Hork. His remains will repose at his home in Fanaboy today until rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in Christ the King Church, Gorda Hork, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. House private, please, after the rosary tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Pat McLaverty, Drumlacka, Glen, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his home until 10 p.m. this evening. Funeral Mass in St. John the Baptist Church Carrigart tomorrow at 11 a.m. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Lake House Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or James Harkin Funeral Director, Creasla. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.